It was in the fiery furnace that the three Hebrew children met God. It was in great distresses and under threat of life that Daniel met God. It was dealing with the thorn in his flesh that Paul met God. And it can be for you too, that in the midst of your trouble, you will find the greatest treasure with the personal presence of God. It is never pleasant to be beset with physical infirmities. When day follows night with unceasing pain and health unimproved, even the staunchest Christian is tempted to cry out, "Why, Lord?" Well, some of you who listen have long endured the trial of illness or the infirmity of age. Others have but recently entered upon that way of testing. And trials are lurking unknown in the immediate paths of many others of us. Now, while many of you are my superiors in chronological age and Christian experience, I would be so bold as to counsel you from the Word of God regarding victory over despair in times of trials. I want to share with you some principles from Holy Scripture on how to find treasures in your troubles, how to deal with suffering like a Christian. The very first principle is, be assured that God has not forsaken you in your trials. It is so natural for us in our mortal state and in our limited understanding to wonder if perchance trouble means that somehow God is displeased with us, that He is punishing us, or that He has forsaken us. The answer of Scripture is, no, difficulty does not mean that God has forsaken us in our trials. First, God has promised not to forsake us. I remember that great commission that Jesus gave in Matthew 28, verse 20, when having said, "Go into all the world, teach all nations, make disciples, baptize those who believe, and then teach them all things whatsoever I've commanded you." And he concludes that commission with the blessed assuring promise, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." And as if that is not sufficient, he concludes again by saying, "Amen." The word "amen" means that's the way it is. Let it be established. It is a fact. Now, when Jesus said He was with us to the end of the world, He was not speaking geographically. He's not saying, "As you go, I'm with you until you reach the end of the world." The word used here is the word for ages. So He says, whatever the age may be, whatever the circumstance might come, I am with you. Now, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 picks up the same emphasis and says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Do you catch the thrust of it? God Himself has personally committed Himself by His own promise that He will be always, in all ages, under all circumstances, with His people. Second, eyewitnesses testify that God does not forsake His people when they are in trouble. Psalm 37, verse 25 reads, "I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." The principle is proven, the psalmist says, over a period of many years. In all of my great life, and he considers himself to have lived a long time, I have never seen God forsake his people. I have never seen them in need which he did not supply. Isaiah 46, verse 4 emphasizes the same theme. The prophet who could say, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach," now is able to say, "Even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and deliver you." Again, the prophet Isaiah testifies, chapter 63, verses 7 through 9. "I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them, according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, Surely they are my people, children that will not lie." So he was their Savior. "In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them, and carried them all the days of old. Instead of God having forsaken you in times of trouble, eyewitnesses have said that he rather suffers with you in your difficulty. When you are afflicted, he is afflicted. In love and in pity, he comes to you in your need. He carries you even unto old age. What a word of testimony is that? Strengthen your heart in it. A third principle. Examples of history testify to God's presence with his troubled saints. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 10 reads, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that he might depart from me. And he said, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." You see, the apostle is saying, I receive the greatest understanding of the grace of God in relation to the greatest problem that I had in my life. Consider the Old Testament character, Daniel. According to chapter 1 of his book, Judah fell to Nebuchadnezzar and went away into captivity. King Jehoiakim was taken captive to Babylon along with the finest youth in the royal families, including Daniel. These young men were given the opportunity to train as counselors and advisors to the king of Babylon. However, when the king became angry with certain of his counselors, the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought out Daniel and his fellows to kill them all. But instead, Daniel besought the Lord. God revealed the secret that the king had forgotten, which was the cause of his anger, and Daniel blessed the God of heaven and became established as the prophet of God in a foreign country. You see, the idea is that it was in the threat of death that Daniel met God and received the first great prophetic revelation from God and became established as the prophet of God. Consider Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego angered the king, and they were cast into a burning fiery furnace, heated hotter than it had ever been heated before for the purpose of executing judgment. But when the king looked into the furnace, he cried out in amazement, "Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." It was in the fiery furnace that the three Hebrew children met God. It was in great distresses and under threat of life that Daniel met God. It was dealing with the thorn in his flesh that Paul met God. And it can be for you too that in the midst of your trouble, you will find the greatest treasure with the personal presence of God. Therefore, live in the confidence of faith, as expressed in Psalm 37, 23, and 24. "The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." Yes, you can find treasures in trouble and deal successfully with your suffering when you are assured that God has not forsaken you in your trials.